For the last 2 weeks, NPR has been commemorating the 100th anniversary of the New York City subway. NPR's Margot Adler has been riding the subway daily for about half of those 100 years and has these thoughts.
When I tell people that I traveled to school alone on the subway starting at age 9 in 1955, almost everybody is shocked. Not just tourists or people from Texas or Iowa. The New Yorkers I tell are amazed. The subway conductor I did a story about last week shook her head in disbelief. Now, the crime rate in New York City has gone down and down until it is about as low as it was in the very early 60s. Police and transit officials will tell you that the subways are safer than the streets. So I've been trying to figure this out. Were the city and subway really safer back then? Has some reality changed, or just our perceptions? Were my parents engaging in benign neglect, or are we overly safety conscious now? I was in fourth grade when my mother taught me, over a period of weeks, how to ride the subway by myself. I started out at 96th Street, took the C local to 59th Street, changed to the one line, going down to 14th Street. Often, I would stand mesmerized at the front of the first car, staring at the track speeding by below. It was exhilarating, a poor man's roller coaster ride. Pushed and pummeled by rush hour crowds, I remember once finding myself tightly pressed into the folds of a woman's luxurious white fur coat. I let myself cuddle in the soft fur unobserved. I developed great balance, reading historical novels and not holding on. I also learned to read upside down and backwards, looking down at other people's books and newspapers. Later, in the early 60s, my high school was in Harlem, and I went back and forth every day. I saw an occasional flasher and other unsavory characters, but in all those years, I was never hurt, abused, or robbed. My son takes a public city bus home from school every day. He's nearly 14 years old and has never ridden the subway alone. So far, he's never asked, and I haven't pushed it. I try to measure what is different. Is there less community now? Would he receive less help were he in need? Are there more people who would prey upon him? I am not sure any of these explanations hold up, only that he, my husband, and I are more cautious in a more cautious time. I do know, however, what I gained from my subway experience, besides reading upside down, something I hope he and his friends will find in some other way, an incredible sense of independence, of being able to navigate in the world, of being comfortable alone and on my own.
NPR national correspondent Margot Adler, our subway series continues tomorrow on Weekend Edition.